Hi, thank you, everyone. Berkeley Pride. Okay, so today I'll be presenting on secondhand smoke exposure and subclinical CVD in the MESA cohort. And this work was done while I was at Hopkins. So secondhand smoke exposure is a global cause of morbidity and mortality, and there's no risk-free level of secondhand smoke exposure. Around the world, a third of non-smoking adults are exposed, and in the U.S., a fourth of the population is exposed. It's been identified as an independent CVD risk factor, and with 31% increased risk of CHD and a 20 to 30% increased risk of stroke with secondhand smoke. Hypothesized mechanisms for CVD toxicity are not fully understood, but they do include increased inflammation, arterial stiffness, atherosclerosis, although these pathways are not fully understood yet. And although there have been a few studies conducted on this topic, few of them have evaluated the association between secondhand smoke exposure and subclinical CVD among ethnically diverse populations. So the objective of this study was to use MESA's rich data set to evaluate the association of self-reported secondhand smoke exposure with inflammation as measured by HCRP, interleukin-6, and fibrinogen, and then with atherosclerosis as measured by carotid intima media thickness and coronary artery calcification, and finally with peripheral arterial disease as measured by ABI. And for the purposes of this presentation, I will focus on the inflammatory markers, CRP, IL-6, and I will focus on CRP, IL-6, and internal CMT. So MESA is a community-based prospective cohort study of 6,800 participants, ages 45 to 84 years old, from 6 U.S. communities and 4 ethnic groups. This study is a cross-sectional analysis using the baseline exam, which was conducted between July 2000 to August 2002. And then it is important to note that at this time, the only site that had smoke-free legislation was LA. So for our exposure, we used self-reported hours of secondhand smoke exposure per week over the past year. And we also, and then in a subset of participants, we used their urinary cotinine measurements to reclassify former and never smokers who had cotinine levels greater than 200 nanograms per mil as current smokers. And then finally, we restricted our analysis to non-smokers. Our outcomes cutoff, as defined from previous research and the literature, are included here for inflammation, atherosclerosis, and PAD. So we use multivariate linear regression models to generate geometric mean ratios of the continuous CVD marker levels by category of secondhand smoke exposure. Model 1 adjusted for demographic and socioeconomic factors, including age, sex, race, site, education, income. Model 2 further adjusted for CVD risk factors, including hypertension, medication, blood pressure and diabetes, physical activity, smoking status, and other things. And then Model 3 finally adjusted for BMI. And this was based on previous studies that have seen that the effects of secondhand smoke on subclinical CVD were further attenuated for adjustment for BMI independently of physical activity. So for our main analysis, we included a little over 5,000 non-smokers of the 6,800 MESA participants. Of the 60% of our sample, about 3,000 participants reported 0 hours of secondhand smoke exposure per week. And then in our study sample, participants with higher secondhand smoke exposure were more likely to have less income and education, higher BMI, higher physical activity, more likely to be hypertensive, and be former smokers. So here I present the geometric mean ratios for the inflammatory markers by hours of secondhand smoke exposure in the past week, and the reference group is unexposed participants. And we see here that participants with greater than 12 hours of secondhand smoke exposure showed higher internal CMMT, the geometric mean ratio of 1.04 compared to unexposed. And then the association was, focusing on the CRP and IL-6 here. We see that after adjustment for model one, which included the socio-demographic risk factors, participants with greater than 12 hours per week showed 24% and 10% higher CRP and IL-6 respectively. And then these associations were attenuated after BMI adjustment, and only CRP remained significant. And then we suspect that this result could be due to possible confounding or mediation by BMI. And we found no association between secondhand exposure and fibrinogen. Sorry, and now here are the internal CMT results. For atherosclerosis, we found that adjustment for BMI, participants with greater than 12 hours, I'm not showing the breakdown of all of the groups, but greater than 12 hours showed higher internal CMT and then attenuated after adjustment for CVD risk factors, and we think that this result could be explained by a possible threshold effect. We did not find an association between secondhand smoke exposure with common CIMT, coronary artery calcification, or peripheral arterial disease. As with most studies, our study does not come without limitations. With regards to exposure assessment, our exposure is self-reported and may lack the objectivity of measurements such as urinary or serum cotinine. And lifetime secondhand smoke exposure or information on whether or not participants lived with a smoker as an adult and as a child, which is a main source of secondhand smoke exposure, was not available for the MESA baseline exam. And then these associations are cross-sectional and do not respect prospective associations. And although we adjusted for a number of important socioeconomic and CVD risk factors, residual confounding may remain. Some strengths of the study include our reclassification of smoking status with urinary cotinine for approximately half the cohort, the ethnically diverse cohort in MESA with currently relevant levels of secondhand smoke exposure, and rigorous measurements of CVD markers and risk factor data. So in conclusion, the study found that secondhand smoke exposure was associated with higher levels of inflammation as measured by CRP and IL-6, atherosclerosis as measured by internal CMT, and that these associations were attenuated after adjustment for BMI. Again, we did not find an association with fibrinogen, common CMT, CAC, or PAD. I just want to thank everybody that worked on this project. Thank you.
Does anybody have any questions for CODA? I just have one question. And this shows my ignorance on this whole subject. You mentioned their cotinine levels can help determine former smokers versus current smokers.
Yeah.
And how is that difference?
So there are cutoffs for... So we basically use it because they reported whether or not they had smoked or not, and we also had cotinine measurements on them, and so if their cotinine measurement was above a certain threshold, which identifies former and current smokers, then we reclassified them as current smokers, and then excluded them from the analysis.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
Anybody
you.
Else?